Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96. Gino D here with you. Brock Olson joining me in studio. We're in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating. Brock, we had a wife write in. She found out that her husband is following certain people on social media. She thinks basically because of their looks, because of how hot and attractive they are. He's following some baristas. He doesn't like coffee. He's following fitness models. He's not a guy that works out. So he says it's because of their content. She's saying there's just no way. You're following them because you're attracted to them. Makes her uncomfortable. She's very upset. She says she feels unwanted by him because of these accounts that he follows. And she's not sure if she should feel as upset as she does, or she's looking for some help.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I was saying was that it's not always malicious. Men and women interact on social media all the time with attractive influencers, if you will, because like we said, sex sells. We want to see an attractive person doing something, whether it's baking a cake, putting on makeup, doesn't matter what it is. We would rather watch an attractive person do that. It doesn't mean necessarily that your relationship is in jeopardy. Now, what I was saying was you should use this as an opportunity to kind of reflect onto why do you feel the way that you do? You say he's not really interacting. He's liking and moving on. He's not leaving comments. He's not messaging, no DMs. He's not seeking them out. He's not subscribing to any of their things, like nothing. It's just, it's a like and a move on. That is basically what social media is for. We're supposed to be lightly engaging and moving on. Now, if he's obsessing, if he's bringing these people up in conversation, if it's distracting from your personal life, your intimacy, then I think you would definitely have grounds for being really, really self-conscious. If you're noticing a shift in the energy, a shift in the attention that you're getting, then yeah, I think that you 100% need to bring this to him, because the last thing that a relationship and a marriage needs is outside influences affecting the way that you two interact on a day-to-day basis. And if it is going into that direction, by the way, a really good analogy for him to understand, to empathize, because a lot of guys will say this, oh, it's not really that big a deal. I'm just liking it, or I'm just leaving a comment. That is where he's giving his attention. And a really good way for you to get him to empathize is say, would you be okay with me cooking a meal for one of these guys per week? And see how he thinks. Say, I'm gonna do that, and you might not get dinner. And he's immediately going to get it, because there is no way that he's giving attention and validation to all these other people and still having enough for you. We only have so much bandwidth. So there is that type of conversation. Doesn't sound like that's exactly what's going on here. But what I do want to talk about is how men and women do interact a little bit differently. Yes, men are more visually stimulated and wired. That's what we're going to seek out. Having things that are attractive around us makes us just feel better in general. Women usually bring the beauty to a man's life. A man is going to spend most of his life trying to acquire it. And sadly enough, we're able to acquire it pretty easily now on social media. But it doesn't mean that your relationship is in jeopardy. Just how guys are. We're going to like something and legit say, I don't remember liking that, because we don't. And it doesn't mean that the relationship is in jeopardy, or that he finds you any less beautiful than he did the day that he married you. It has nothing to do with that. Now, the thing is if you feel that it's really disrespectful, and I need the guys to really tune in here, because this drives me up the wall. I actually talk with my male clients about this all the time, because I see it all the time. It drives me insane. Stop liking thirst trap posts. Stop liking bikini pics. If it's an attractive woman and she's baking a cake, there's nothing wrong with that. If she's just there and she's just scantily clad or doing something that's a little bit lewd or vulgar, or just trying to get validation or male attention, guys, stop liking that stuff. Your name gets shows up in the likes, yeah, and everybody sees that, and then everybody associates you with somebody who lacks impulse control and is just knee-jerk, like, oh, that someone is attractive. I don't really care about social repercussions or what other people think. Like, women are turned off by that so much it's not even funny. Like, I know we've never really gotten into this, but it's simp behavior. It is not a good look. Guys, stop liking content like this. You're doing more harm to yourself and society than you possibly can imagine. If you really care for your partners and you really care about your personal reputation, stop engaging in that type of behavior and that type of content. Now, sad wife, if it is just makeup tutorials, if it's just a baking video and it's a pretty girl, so what? We have all gone to movies because Brad Pitt's in it. We have all gone to movies because Angelina Jolie was in it, whatever. because these are attractive people. And my point in saying that is there has to be some limit here, because if you start limiting what he's able to expose himself to, as again, when, as long as we're being respectful to the relationship, when you start limiting that, you're going to turn into that person that whenever an attractive woman walks in, you're going to look at your partner and give him the evil eye, like he doesn't even have permission to observe beauty in this world. And that is not a dynamic you want to promote. So if you don't want to go down that road where you're that woman that's always looking to see if your partner's trying to look at an attractive person or thing, be very careful the way that you treat this situation, because it can go very badly, very quickly. The last thing that you want, and I'll end with this, the last thing you want is for you to have to tell your partner to not do something, because then it's not genuine. It's the same thing as women saying that they want their partner to buy them flowers, but they don't want to tell their partner that they want flowers. Mm-hmm. It's not genuine. If you know that your partner is intentionally like really trying not to observe another attractive person, it makes you feel even worse. It's like, you're only behaving this way because I'm here. And then it's not sincere. And then you almost wonder, well, what are they doing when I'm not around?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we always go back to this. It comes down to communication. It comes down to communication. It comes down to boundaries. But what I said in the very beginning, I want you to take a little bit of time and reflect. Is it threatening your relationship, or is it making you look at yourself more consciously about something maybe you need to work on? We gotta measure what's really important in our life. We really do. And I know that that's like really hard for a lot of women to probably process, because they want their man to just never look, but that's not real. That's just not real. And if you can't handle that, you don't need to be in a relationship. And that goes for men and women. If you cannot handle the thought of your partner observing another attractive person, you are not fit to be in a relationship, and you need to do some serious self-work.
All right. I think that's sound advice. Thank you again, Sad White, for writing in. Again, out there, if you have a scenario, a question, anything really, even a topic that you want us to bring up, that is Gino, G-I-N-O at WDODradio.com. You can also go to BrockOlson.com for details on everything that Brock offers. And you always write him on social media too, at TheBrockOlson, because I know people are always sending you questions and comments.
They certainly do.
All types of things. Worth the follow. So make sure you find Brock on social media, and we'll link up too. Plus, you'll be able to hear this whole conversation again at hits96.com. Brock, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.